Winchester repeating rifle, which her late husband's father had invented and produced in 1866, with later models being even more lethal. Mrs. Winchester inherited the fortune accumulated by her husband's family, and she was the only surviving, you know, in-law member of the family, so it all went to her, huge fortune. There was only one major purchaser of the Winchester rifle, and it was designed for that purchaser, the U.S. Department of War, which it was rightly called and still should be called. They changed it in World War II to Department of Defense. The chief reason for the War Department's purchases of the rifle in great quantities was one purpose: to kill Indians. The rifle was a technological innovation designed especially for the U.S. Army's campaigns against the Plains Indians following the Civil War. It's sort of like the M16 rifle in Vietnam, and even now the M16 was the Winchester at that time, up until World War II. The Winchester House, that they call a mystery house, amazes all who tour it. There are five floors, more or less, since they are staggered. It's hard to tell. Each room in itself appears normal, more or less. That is decorated in the late 19th century Victorian mode, you know, with velvet couches and very uncomfortable little couches and chairs and wallpaper and, you know, a lot of things. But there's more than meets the eye in getting from parlors to bedrooms to kitchen to closets and from floor to floor. Numerous stairways dead end, and secret trap doors hide the actual stairways. Closet doors open to walls, and pieces of furniture really doors to closets. Huge bookcases serve as entrances to adjoining rooms. Part of the house was unfinished when the widow died. She kept building on it, as she had construction workers building every day from when she started it till the day she died, from dawn to dusk, 7 days a week, adding rooms and traps until her death. Visitors tracking through the widow's home are astounded and perhaps saddened, although there's a lot of joking to crazy old lady, of course, by the evidence all around them of the fears and anguish of an obviously mentally disturbed person. Yet there is another possibility, a sense of the scaffolding that supports U.S. society, a kind of hologram in the minds of each and every person on the continent. Mrs. Winchester might have been more aware of the truth than most people, and therefore fearful of its consequences, as everyone should be. Regardless, in continuing to find or invent enemies across the globe, expand what is already the largest military force in the world, and add to an elaborate global network of 1,000 military bases, all in the name of national or global security, does not the United States today resemble Mrs. Winchester constantly trying to foil her ghosts? The guilt harbored by most is buried and expressed in other ways, including gun violence on a larger scale, regeneration through violence, as Richard Slotkin puts it. Thank you.
You were just listening to Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz on genocide and settler colonialism. She spoke at Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz, a distinguished scholar, has been active in the international indigenous movement for many years. She's the author of many books, including An Indigenous People's History of the United States, winner of the American Book Award. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We are an independent nonprofit in our 36th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature voices rarely heard in the corporate media, such as Ralph Nader, Angela Davis, Chris Hedges, Vandana Shiva, and Tariq Ali. we also have a series of programs featuring Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for copies of today's program, Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz on Genocide and Settler Colonialism, and for her book, An Indigenous People's History of the United States, just call us 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order online on our website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program are free of charge. Special thanks to Professor Samir Gundesha and Simon Fraser University. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening. We go out with Gustav Mahler's Adagietto from his Symphony No. 5, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me. You just heard Boy Golden with KD and Lunch Meat. Plenty of other good stuff here for you this evening, but first, let's take care of a little business.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
We have plenty of other great shows here at WRCT. Let me tell you about two of them. Do you remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. Here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 WRCT. And there are just two dudes not named Clark or Michael going to the gym? Probably. Exercise your ears and come out with DJ Oh Boy and Small Cauliflower every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh. Time now to tell you about events happening here in the greater Pittsburgh area. It's time for the WRCT radio and music calendar. At the Harris Theater this week is a double feature of Dark Star and Stunt Rock. Dark Star is an outrageously sci-fi semi-spoof that was the first feature from director John Carpenter. This 1974 film takes place on the deep space cruiser Dark Star, where a crew of laid-back astronauts are assigned the task of blowing up planets with unsuitable life forms in order to make the universe safe for the human race. Stunt Rock is part documentary, part rock film, and all kinds of crazy. Released in 1978, Stunt Rock is a feature-length ode to fearless Australian stuntman Grant Page from the Mad Max and other films. Dark Star and Stunt Rock will be shown at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Avenue, downtown, now until April 20th. For more information, visit trustarts.org. Coming to Pittsburgh this month, the Oakland Pop Festival. On Saturday, April 23rd in Schenley Plaza, experience a full day of free live local music with 10 artists across two stages showcasing the best of Pittsburgh's music scene in the heart of Oakland. Acts include Sierra Sellers, Water Trash, Metacara, and Melt. The event will be held Saturday, April 23rd in Schenley Plaza in Oakland. The exhibit Mousetrap is on display at the Silver Eye Gallery. The photography of Patricia Vulgaris and Whitney Hubbs uses the metaphor of a mousetrap to describe images to lure viewers into spaces and ideas that they might not expect. Both artists confront how women's bodies are depicted and perceived in contemporary culture through their experimental, playful, and risky photographs. The show's title presents an open question of who is truly empowered, who is the mouse, and what is the trap. This is on display now through April 23rd at the Silver Eye Gallery, 4808 Penn Avenue in Garfield. For more information, visit silvereye.org. Liberty Magic begins a brand new season featuring six magicians that are elevating the art of magic. To begin, married performers The Evansons will present Second Sight. The Evansons are one of a few couples in history who have mastered the artistry of two-person telepathy. Jeff and Tessa engage the audience while she perceives birth dates, personal items, a serial number on any bill, or even the name of distant loved ones, all while standing on stage wearing a blindfold. The Evansons will be performing now through April 24th at 811, that's 811 Liberty Avenue in downtown. Check out trustarts.org for more information. And the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust has a bunch of things happening. I'm going to tell you about some of them right here. The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust announces the return of the annual Spring Gallery Crawl in the Cultural District on Friday, April 22nd from 5 p.m. to midnight, featuring over 20 free events at 14 crawl stops located in Pittsburgh Cultural Trust galleries and other various outdoor and indoor locations and public spaces. This crawl includes the return of the popular Crawl After Dark event, Silent Disco, taking place at Space Gallery between 10 p.m. and midnight. Space Gallery at 812 Liberty Avenue presents Deaf Brown American Mom by Fran Lidanio Flaherty. As a first-generation immigrant from the Philippines, her work addresses the intersectionality of racism, disability, and motherhood. Through humor, technology, and history, this exhibition examines Flaherty's experiences as a deaf brown American mom and how to find her place in the city she now calls her home. On display now through May 15th at the Space Gallery, that's at 812 Liberty Avenue in downtown. Basically next door, 820 Liberty Gallery is showing Simply Divine, a retrospective of Danny Divine, showcasing thought-provoking, uplifting, joyful, and playful works created by the late Pittsburgh native. Danny Divine was a graffiti writer, muralist, photographer, printmaker, painter, and mentor. That show's on display now through June 12th, 820 Liberty Avenue in downtown. And finally, the Wood Street Galleries presents a collection of six new creations developed in recent years by Cinzia Campolisi that revolve around the concept of presence and perception of space in both digital and physical environments. Through a variety of media, such as interactive installation, generative compositions, motorization, and prints, the exhibition plunges the visitor in an analysis of their point of view. On display from April 22nd through June 26th at 601 Wood Street downtown. For more information about all these and about the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust Galleries, visit trustarts.org. If you or your organization would like an event included in the WRCT radio calendar, please send the details at least 2 weeks in advance to radio-calendar@wrct.org. So once we ended that, it's now time for the WRCT music calendar. And here's a few things that are going to be happening this week. Thursday, April 21st, Power Glove with Immortal Guardian at Craft House. Club Cafe has Ed Schrader's Music Beat with Benefits. Jurgles has Tyler Rich with Robin Otenlini. And Roxian has Sullivan King with Blank and Lays. On Friday, April 22nd, Craft House has Dayseeker with Holding Absence, Thornhill, and Caskets. Roboto Project hosts Ultra Deluxe, Lastima, Morning Dew, and Flash Thunder. Roxian hosts Saba with FemDot and Amindi. Oaks Theater has Bill Deasy. Mr. Small's Theater hosts Paul Thorne with Alice Drinks the Kool-Aid. And Jurgles hosts Amanda James. Then on Saturday, April 23rd, Benoski Winery hosts Matt Titian. Funhouse of Mr. Small's has The Red Lines. That's an EP release show. Jurgle hosts Delamitri with Chris Dullimore. Rugger's Pub has Rated I, Opening Bell, OMA, and Cold Mass. Club Cafe has Kyle Gordon. And Thunderbird hosts Big Phil and Friends. Finally, on Sunday, April 24th, Stage AE hosts Mastodon with Opeth and Chemis. And Club Cafe has Mustard Plug with Cat Bite and Inco Fido. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your event in our music calendar, please send an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. All right, now it's time to actually play some music. Up next, we have Jenny O with Well, Okay, Honey. We'll be right back.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to the Viva Lamont radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Brand new music from Bill Lloyd.
You're living with your mother, a dog, a cat, and one step brother. You won't take on a lover, but you still take my car. Some power.